Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1991, Cool Spring LLC, Highway 1.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as I brought up in the meeting, the issue about, you know, our TAC committee meeting on this or plus, I think, given the size of the project and the potential impact on the neighbors, I don't know if we want to consider seeking comments from TAC or...
I think what you all need to decide is whether an adequate record was made in the first place, you know?
Well, that's my concern as well. I think that, you know, we were given broad concepts without the basic information that's required on a preliminary application. There's no signature by any engineer, you know, we don't have the wetlands delineation, you know, all the issues that are addressed in Section 115-220 preliminary site plan requirements leads me to believe we have an inadequate record.
Well, I would say, you know, if you're uncertain about it, at least defer it for further consideration, whichever way you're going to go.
Yeah, I'm not...
I think it's a serious enough situation that we might want to defer it for now, but I have to say that I would tend to agree, I mean, with Mr. Ross's comments, that there was a substantial amount of information that was lacking. And I think that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And it really speaks to the issue. A record was created, but I'm not sure it's the record that we needed. It's an adequate record.
I'm not ready to vote. I want to re-listen to the tape, make sure I heard what I thought I heard or didn't hear. But I don't know that, you know, we're going to get much out of plus or TAC. You know, I think the issue here is, as it sits right now without listening to the tape again, is the process is land use and not a business plan. It's good to have a business plan with land use to show that you have a viable application, but, you know, maybe the applicant has another swing. Hopefully the message was heard that, you know, they need to pay attention to what we are about, what we're trying to do, and make a more complete record for council, so...
Well, however, I have to want to remind everybody, we have to make our decision based on what was presented to us.
Yeah.
Now, that the county council hearing is going to occur before we meet again, so... I mean, that it is what it is. Whatever they do there is whatever they do there, and I think it's wise for us to just more or less avoid really any knowledge of what happens there.
Well, their meeting is on the 22nd, and we have another meeting on the...
24th, I guess, would be.
But we also meet on the 17th.
And it could be brought up if we wanted to.
Can't get on that agenda.
Yeah, can't get on that agenda.
I was going to say it won't happen fast.
Well, I don't think it matters. Anyway, we had to do this all the time. They have their public hearings, and we make a decision.
A meeting on the 17th?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a special meeting for the action to other businesses.
Sorry, that's right, 3 o'clock meeting.
But I agree. I mean, I agree. We have to base it on this record.
Right.
But I don't think extending the process to get plus involved, they probably don't want to hear it anyway. You know, we just need to listen to the record, and we'll mull it over and make a decision on it. Mr. Perez will have an opportunity to present to council and maybe make a better record for them, and they'll make their decision.
All right, then. That being said, we'll entertain a motion there anytime you're ready, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Concerning conditional use number 1991, Cool Spring LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1991, Cool Spring LLC, Highway 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.